Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Silly me, what was I talking about? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The weird season continued as Carolina came back with its second straight dominating performance following the Duke win Saturday by pulling away from 11-seeded and thought-to-be-dangerous Notre Dame in the second-round ACC tournament blowout. The Tar Heels may owe part of their stirring play to a tradition set by Williams' mentor, Dean Smith, who maintained that he never worried about missing a key player for one game because the others would band together and make up for his absence. "We challenged the three guys to be ready," Williams said of senior Garrison Brooks sitting out with an ankle he sprained against Duke. Rory received a record-breaking night from his young triumvirate, who combined for 50 points and 35 rebounds and took the fight out of the Irish in the paint early, and then the whole team blew them away with an incredible 47-4 run in the second half before Williams cleared his bench. Silly me for thinking it would be close. Brooks is questionable for the quarterfinals match with number 3 seed Virginia Tech, the second of a nighttime doubleheader featuring teams that have not faced each other in the regular season due to COVID cancellations. It marks the first games in the 67-year history of the tournament that has happened. Unlike the first game between Duke and Florida State, which will be a high-scoring shootout, UNC will face a Hokies team that has not played in 12 days due to a health pause and will try to hold the score down. It will be up to Carolina's front court to be overwhelming again. It also turned out that the Blue Devils and Tar Heels are one win each away from a third meeting of the season, and largely they are both in that position due to freshman seven-footers who barely got in during the first half of the schedule. Mark Williams has come out of virtually nowhere and played his best college game with 23 points and 19 rebounds in Duke's win over Louisville. And Walker Kessler continues to bloom like a spring flower with 16 points, 12 rebounds, and an ACC tourney freshman record of 8 block shots against stunned Notre Dame. Wouldn't it be something if the Blue Bloods, who thought they were done with each other, would play in the Friday semis for a fourth straight tournament? What else would you expect in this weird season? This is Archansky. See ya.